Hi, this is John Graham coming to you from the studio. I want to spend a few minutes with you and share some ideas about success-minded people. I want to start by asking you a question. Do you consider yourself a successful person? Well, after you think for a few minutes, you're probably going to come up with an answer that starts with, "It depends." Well, if we get in the car and we go driving around Beverly Hills and looking at the beautiful homes and passing up Rolls Royces, you're going to say, I don't feel that successful. But what if we get in a bus and we drive through the hills of Honduras and we see people living in basically a hut with a dirt floor and they cook outside and use the restroom outside behind their homes? You're going to say, I think I feel very successful. So it all depends. Let's change that question just a little bit. Do you consider yourself a success-minded person? I want to talk to you for a minute about success-minded people. I was recently reading an article about the productivity of nations, and the conclusion of the article was this: when a nation is able to raise their productivity, they're also able to raise their standard of living. I thought about that a bit, and I said, you know, that's very true for individuals also. When you are able to raise your productivity, you're also able to raise your standard of living. Well, how do you raise your own productivity? You must find a way to add value and add value faster to society. I help success-minded people raise the bar. I help them focus in the direction of their purpose. When I was a younger engineer, one of my friends down the hall comes into my office back when we actually had offices, and he closes the door and he just sits down in the chair in front of me and just starts venting and says, you know, I've had it. Everything seems to be going wrong for me in my life. I want to give this life back and start over. I just want to completely start my whole life over and do it right this time. So we went on to lunch and he kept venting and we had a few laughs later. And we started thinking about it and analyzing it. You know, you hear the statement says you have to play the cards that you were dealt you. Well, our conclusion is, yes, you do have to play the cards that were dealt you. But what about the player? We've made another conclusion. You can do something about the player. You can make changes in the who, the what, the when, the where, and the why. You can do a lot about the player and significantly improve your life. Ralph Waldo Emerson said that most people go to their graves with their music still in them. And I think this happens because they fail to see or find a vision of themselves at a new level. And I think you need to do this and do it on a repeated basis to have a happy life. Helen Keller was once asked, is there anything worse than being blind? And she said, oh yes, having sight but no vision. I thought about that and said, that is absolutely profound for a blind woman to say that. Recently, when I was in India doing some work, I took a day off to go visit the Taj Mahal. And when I got there, I knew I would see the beautiful marble Taj Mahal like in the pictures, but what was the pleasant surprise is all around the Taj Mahal is a giant wall and gate system. And as the guide brought us through that architectural marvel, we get to the other side of it where you can now see the Taj Mahal in the distance and all the reflection ponds. And he said, let's stop here and just appreciate. So as I was standing there appreciating, I got to thinking about it and looking back. Years and years ago, over 400 years ago when all this was started, Shah Jahan, who was the emperor at that time, had to stand somewhere near where I stood and look out over an empty field with a beautiful river in the background and make a decision and have a vision of the Taj Mahal, something very close to what it is today, and seeing it there in that position. But it all started with a vision. Same thing has to happen with your life and you moving to the next level. You have to have a vision of yourself moving to the next level. In order to achieve things you have never achieved before, you must do things you have never done before. When I was younger in my career, I reached a point when I was getting frustrated with where I was, kind of frustrated with the lack of progress. I find that success-minded people are growth people, and they get frustrated when they're not moving ahead. And that's what was happening to me. So I went to a seminar by a national trainer named Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N. And when we got there, we walked into this, about 1,000 of us walking into this hotel ballroom, and we were given a tablet and a pencil at the door. And when the session started, Jim said, write this at the top of your tablet. Life gets better when you get better. Now, he went on to give probably 15 pages of notes all day long, but I kept going back to that statement at the top. Life gets better when you get better. And I realized right then I had been wanting my life to get better, but I wasn't doing anything to make myself better. So I resolved right then to do something to make myself better. And all I could come up with is to pursue an MBA. So within a very short amount of time, I was enrolled in the local university's two-year executive MBA program. And as a result, my life got better, significantly better, because I got better. In closing, I want to share one final concept with you, and it is this. I have found it to be a universal truth, regardless of how much success any person has achieved. The happiest people I find, I mean, the ones who are truly smiling on the inside, these are the people who are actively moving to some new level in life. And consequently, it doesn't have to be in the area of career. Obviously, it can be, but it can be in the area of doing volunteer work, spirituality, in their family, or even their hobbies. It doesn't really matter. So I want to ask you one final question. What is your next level?